Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, a great day here for the cattle futures market. The market was just incredibly strong. December live cattle finished 92 higher at 133.15. The February lives are up 85 at 137.25. April's up 60 here at 140.87. These contracts here, they reached their highest levels since the beginning of September for the live cattle. So December here at 133.15 has really been on a steady uptrend. We've remained above moving averages this entire time. So the market is really holding together, and you couple that with higher cash trade. Now, we had some 133 to 134 cash trade today in Kansas and in Texas. So 134 bid, that's a, you know what, a $9 rally about from over a month ago. So the market's just kind of finding all sorts of support. The box beef market was steady here at midday. But the cash trade really lighting it on fire. So that brings some technical stuff out. You got the short traders are getting out as the market makes new highs. You have trend following funds adding to their long position. And then you add on the inflation trade. So things are going pretty good. November feeders expired today. Final settle was 155.92. January feeders were up 245 at 161.37. March is up 245 at 163.55.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, today's grain markets were actually higher overnight and this morning, but we sold back off and ended up, down on everything but the Chicago wheat. The December corn was down 2.25 at 573. The high today was 583, so we were 10 cents off the highs. Beans were 10 to 12 lower. January closed down 11.75 at 1265.25. The high was 1287, so that was about a 22 cent sell-off off of the high. March beans are at 1276.5, down 11.75. Chicago wheat, we're down 2.25 in December at 820 even. July of next year up 2 at 824.75. December, Kansas City down 6.75 at 827. Then July was down 4 at 819. If you look at the chart on the wheats, today was actually a key reversal. So the fact that it went and made new contract highs and then closed lower on the day is going to kind of get the attention of the technical people and also hedgers. They're looking at that price and knowing what their input costs are, giving us an opportunity here to lock in some relatively high prices. It's been rallying for, 6 months now, or at least since the spring. So that's really holding together. And then today's cotton futures were weaker, down 211 in December at 117.59. March is down 178 at 115.14.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.